Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesdays and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our Locker Room Chats for our Thursday chats with Leah Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, joining us to start here tonight. Coach, you've actually had a few games since we talked last Friday. You take on Chase. You win 60-21 there. And then a 55-25 win at Lincoln Monday. Tuesday, a win over Pike Valley, 50-29. So you've gone 3-0 in these games. Take me back first to the Chase game. What are some of the things you saw there in Tipton with that win on Friday night?
I thought we did a good job at passing the ball Friday against Chase. We moved the ball really well and got quite a few girls involved in our offense. I thought we got the ball out of the basket quickly and ran the floor. Again, I thought our defense improved. Our press was effective, and we got our hands in passing lanes. And I thought we did a lot of good things on Friday against Chase.
Monday against Lincoln, you win again, final 55-25. Lauren Dubert had 20 points, and she surpassed that 1,000-point mark for her career. How exciting was it to be a part of that, and what were your thoughts on that nice win there at Lincoln Monday?
Yeah, that was a great game for Lauren. She passed that big milestone, so I was happy for her to do that. Again, I thought we played well. Our press was effective again. It kind of, like I said all year, our defense kind of sparks our offense, so I thought that really gave us some open shots, some easy baskets, and then that opened up the basket for Lauren to get some more shots. I thought she did a really good job at hitting those mid-range shots. We know her as she can drive to the basket and finish well, and she can shoot the three-point shot well. And then that mid-range shot, I thought she did a good job at shooting some of those and hitting some of those. So, again, I thought we passed the ball well, and we ran our offense well. So I saw a lot of good things. On Monday.
So, yeah, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. So Tuesday you went over Pike Valley. What are you seeing as far as your girls are concerned, as far as any kind of fatigue or anything like that? Or are they looking pretty good playing all these games back-to-back here late this season?
Yeah, it's always a concern, especially when you've got 2 weeks where you've got three games. And in practice, there's things you want to work on, but at the same time, you don't want to push the girls too hard so that they don't have their legs come Friday and later on in the season. So we're just doing some fine-tuning things. So far, the girls have held up okay. I think everyone's probably fighting sickness, and so we've got some lingering things going on. But hopefully by Friday, everyone will be healthy, rested. We'll have a couple easier days of practice and then be ready for next week.
Friday, you have Sylvan Lucas. Before you get into regionals next week, as you talked about there, Sylvan Lucas, a team that's 13-6, they're 9-2 in the league. They lost to Osborne last night by 17. What do you expect in that game, and what do you want to see on Friday against Sylvan Lucas?
I keep telling our girls that every game is important, and especially these later games in the season, that's when we really need to be dialed in, and our game needs to be on point. So we need to be able to do the things that we can control well. So we need to make sure that we're where we're supposed to be on defense. We're in help side. That we're rebounding and boxing out. That we're not getting some of those silly cheap fouls that you can kind of chalk up at the beginning of the year to just not having a lot of game time experience. So I'm looking for them to still be aggressive on their press and be disruptive, and then come down and play good, solid half court defense. Last night we were able to work on our man offense, which we haven't been able to do a whole lot this year. Most teams have gone zone or box and one, so our man offense, we haven't had as much practice here lately. So I liked that we were able to kind of run through some plays and take some practice running our man offense. So I expect us to come out, play tough, play hard, and whatever happens, happens. We're going to take care of the things that we can control, and whatever we can't control, we're not going to worry about it.
Leah Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Sylvan Lucas Friday night.
Yeah, thank you, Dusty.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Forget the rumors, here are the facts. Willow Springs Services is still open and doing business. The only change is their location. They've now moved to 1301 East 8th Street, which is located on the northeast corner of 8th Street and Highway 24 in Beloit. Willow Springs' new office is now open. For all your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs, call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. Remember, they're at their new location, Willow Springs Services, 1301 East 8th Street in Beloit, Kansas. Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, and Lance Bergman joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, you actually had three games since we talked last. You went over Chase on Friday in Tipton, 62-26, a 60-33 win at Lincoln on Monday night, and then a win over Pike Valley, 64-40 on Tuesday. You know the drill. You can go through these games. What are your thoughts on these three that you pick up wins in and improve your standings here?
Well, you know, the big thing when we played Chase, we knew they were down and struggling, so we came out and just wanted to kind of get things going pretty well in the first quarter. We started out with a little bit of a trapping defense on them, and we was able to get up 13-0 really, really, really quick. And so we backed off, went back to man, and then started, you know, just focusing on our man defense from that point on, working on offense. And Brady started playing a little more aggressive on the inside. And that's, you know, that really helped. Kind of getting Dalton back to healthy and just getting all the kids back was really nice. Got a lot of kids to play and did some good things. So I was pretty happy about that and let the kids get some confidence going in the weekend. Then we had our makeup game against Lincoln. Came out really sluggish again. We've been struggling with that kind of in the first quarter. The nice thing about it was playing there where we got regionals coming up next week, and it's going to be in Lincoln. So I was really glad that we kind of got that game in, you know, this week to get ourselves ready, just playing in their gym. And then, you know, played pretty good defense. Didn't play that great on offense in the first quarter, but picked it up in the second quarter, got things going, and then kind of just cruised from that point on and you know, just played pretty well. I thought Lincoln did a nice job of trying to change some things up and throw a few different things at us and just gave us different looks. But the big thing is the rebounding is really improved, and it's given us more possessions. It's taken away possessions from the other team, and that's, you know, helping out limiting teams to one shot. And then Pike Valley, you know, we came out in the first quarter and did something we hadn't done in a while. I mean, we put up 23 points, held them to 9, but a lot of it was just good execution on offense. They went man. We found the mismatches with the right guys. Brady was able to drive the basket, get some layups, and attack. And then Braden Dameron, you know, just caught fire and went 7-for-7 there in the first half. And, you know, got to give Brandon Bates credit for understanding where to get the ball and who had the mismatches and things like that. He didn't shoot the ball as well as he would have liked, but he did distribute it really well and got it to the guys that needed at the right time. And then just the rest of the guys came off and did what they're supposed to. I mean, Jaden got the start, continued to do a nice job rebounding for us, and then Blake did a really nice job passing, and Dalton came in and was just a force inside and just continues to get better in there. Luke Bates and Jarrett's been giving us some good minutes off the bench and really helping us out quite a bit with that. You know, coming in and being effective. And then Braden Perez has really rebounded the ball well from a guard spot. I think he had 7 again last night. He's had like 7, 6, and 6 or something the last few games. And most of that is just because I got really upset about our Hill City game and how we didn't rebound. And Braden is one of the kids that must have taken it to heart, and he's really stepped up, and not only on defense, but getting a lot of offensive rebounds. So all those things have really helped us. Now we're going to need to put it all together and get ready for a big game against Sylvan on Friday.
Yeah, Sylvan Lucas, as you mentioned, coming up Friday. As you get ready for regionals next week, you have a first-round bye. So when you look at the Mustangs, they're coming off of a 87-49 loss to Osborne on Friday night. What do you expect to see from them?
You know, as you and I were talking off air, I was really shocked that Osborne put up 87 on them. That's one thing Sylvan does really well is, you know, they limit possessions. They take care of the basketball. They don't look to attack very much offensively as far as they're very patient, get their shots, make the right choices, and try to, you know, just keep the game close and slow it down a little bit and control the tempo. So we're going to want to speed it up. Obviously, we're going to have to rebound extremely well. Cannot let them get, you know, more than one possession each time they have the ball, because they'll take their time and be very patient on offense. And then when we have the ball, you just got to make good shots, make good decisions, make sure you're not turning it over or making bad choices and not getting good shots. And I think if we can do that, we should be all right. I know the Hill kid is the one that's really been putting up points for him, so we're going to have to try to, you know, keep him in check, but really not letting any of the other guys get going. And I think if we can do that, then get ourselves a good matchup and get ourselves hopefully some good confidence going in, especially since we got, the bye, so we got the Monday off, and just get yourself refocused and ready to go.
Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck against Sylvan Lucas Friday night.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Fans can hear those games on KD Country 94. Pre-game coverage beginning at 5:50. Tip-off at 6 for the girls and boys follow on Friday night. Our St. John's Tipton locker room chats are brought to you by Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit and Nextech. Forget the rumors, here are the facts. Willow Springs Services is still open and doing business. The only change is their location. They've now moved to 1301 East 8th Street, which is located on the northeast corner of 8th Street and Highway 24 in Beloit. Willow Springs' new office is now open. For all your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs, call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. Remember, they're at their new location, Willow Springs Services, 1301 East 8th Street in Beloit, Kansas.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Travis Eberle joining us now, the coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. A couple tough losses for you since we last talked, Coach. You fall 43-38 at Southern Cloud, and then a 39-32 loss in overtime Monday against Sylvan Lucas on the road. You did get a forfeit win over Wilson, so an automatic win on your schedule there. But just looking at those last two, what were some of the things that stood out in the Southern Cloud and Sylvan Lucas games?
Oh, you know, we went down to Southern Cloud. You know, it's just kind of the time of the year here where there's a bunch of sickness. You know, it's been going around. And, oh, I had some kids that weren't up to par, and you could tell it. You know, I mean, just the energy during warm-ups and stuff was just, you know, there wasn't a lot of enthusiasm. Or, you know, it was just kind of a down night. And we come out, and the McMillan girl got hot. She scored 16 points right off the start, and you know that kind of dug us a hole, and we just got to take, you know, this time of year you got to do things right and take care of the basketball, and you know, as a coach you get pretty frustrated when kids, you know, make silly mistakes, you know, at this time of the season. But it was just one of them nights down at Southern Cloud, and you know, we didn't play, we actually probably didn't deserve to win the way we played, so that's how that night ended up. And then we went to Sylvan on Monday in a makeup game. And, you know, we played really well for 3.5 quarters and had a 7-point lead, I think it was, with about 4 minutes to go. And I knew they were going to come out and press. He called a timeout. And I told the girls, you know, be ready for pressure, and they're going to go man. And, you know, we just didn't handle the ball well. And there's calls that didn't go our way. But, you know, you still got to take care of the basketball to be successful, and end up going in overtime, and you know, lost by 7, and kind of put us in a tough spot for regionals. But that's how it goes, and we'll just have to play through it and hope for the best.
Yeah, and Natoma coming up on Friday night, your final game of the regular season, as you'll go out to their place Friday, and then as you said, regionals coming up next week. Your first round game against Stockton on Tuesday at home. But just looking at Natoma, what are some of the things you want to accomplish in that final game as you get set for the postseason here?
Well, you know, I just want to go down there. You know, I'm going to tell the girls at practice, you know, we kind of dug ourselves a little bit of a hole here. We just got to go down there to Natoma and play good basketball and, you know, work on some things. Maybe we can work on some plays and stuff that maybe we need to use and, you know, in regional. So, you know, we just got to go down there and take care of business. Natoma's kind of down on numbers. You know, they have been the last couple of years. So, if we go down there and play our basketball and go down there and have some fun and take care of the ball, I think we'll be all right.
Travis Everly, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Natoma coming up here on Friday night as you finish out the regular season.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons. The Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skinned knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, as we're joined by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. 3 wins since we talked last, coach. You win 75-42 at Southern Cloud Friday, a 41-32 win at Sylvan Lucas on Monday, and Tuesday you beat Wilson 65-29. Take it back real quick just to that Southern Cloud game, one of your best offensive performances of the season as you get the big win. What stood out Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we could take advantage of things. We put a press on and kind of created some turnovers. I think we had got 15 turnovers off our press, and I think we scored on quite a few of those turnovers. And the first quarter I thought we played great. Second quarter we were up 22, and Southern Cloud battled back, and they cut the lead to 12. So, we had a little discussion at halftime about how we needed to improve some things, and I thought the third quarter came out and played great. Kylan hit six threes in the third quarter. We were kind of lights out, and then after that we really controlled the game and got it to 30 points, and I thought we responded well at halftime. And then you go to the Sylvan game, playing on a Monday's weird. We didn't have school. Those are always just weird games to me. I don't like playing on days where you don't have school, just because the kids aren't in their normal routine, and you're not sure what their mindset's going to be. And that's a game in the league tournament where we didn't play well at all. I mean, we scored 29 points, and that goes to Sylvan's credit. I mean, I think they got a good defense, and they really try to slow the game down and try to control what you do. But I thought our defense played great. They had 15 in the first half and only scored 16 again in the second half, and we did enough to win the game. We went 11 for 12 for free throws, and that was huge. That's the best we've shot free throws all year. So being able to go to Sylvan and pick up that win was definitely huge for us.
And Wilson, you win 65-29 there. Kind of another weird scenario where there wasn't a girls' game, so you started an hour earlier, just a different look there. But you pick up a nice win over Wilson on Tuesday night. What were some of the things you liked about that win?
Yeah, and again, Wilson was down in numbers from what they had been. And we put a press on again and were able to create some turnovers and kind of speed the game up. I thought we played well for the most part. I don't think we played our best defensive game. I thought they got some easy things inside on us that against better teams, we really can't allow that. But playing three games in that stretch, to pick up three wins, I was pretty happy with.
You move on now. Coming up on Friday night, you'll finish out the regular season at Natoma. It's a team you already played once this season. You kind of got a good lead on it, but they fought back in and you ended up winning by 13 there in the quarterfinals of the NPL tournament. What are some of the things you hope to do maybe a little bit better this time around against Natoma?
We just need to be better focused. I mean, like you said, the way we were up in the league tournament, we should have kind of, I don't want to say cruise to a win, because I'm not taking anything from Natoma. They did a great job fighting back and not giving up. But I thought that was a game we could have handled a little bit better. And I guarantee you that this time of the season, Natoma's playing better than they did in the league tournament. I think Coach Brockman has done a great job with the crew he's got. And so, you know, at this time of the season, you know, that's that last regular season game. And you're starting to think about regionals and who you're matching up with. And that's definitely a game we can't overlook. You know, I think we're sitting third in the league standings. And so you want to definitely go in and pick up that last regular season win and you know, finish the regular season off right. And we just need to be focused and have our heads on right to go to Natoma and hopefully come away with a win.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time. Best of luck against Natoma, and he's headed into regionals next week.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons. The Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back on our locker room chats here on KD Country 94. Jamie Harvey joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. A couple games since we talked last, Coach, and two tough losses for you. 63-37 loss to Osborne there at home on Monday night in the makeup game, and then you fall at home to Southern Cloud, 39-35. Take me back to the Osborne game first. There were times that you were doing some decent things offensively, but they really got on you there late and were able to pull away for the win. What were your thoughts on the Osborne loss on Monday night there at home?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of their back and forth. I thought we started out pretty decent, kind of maybe a little half-step slow on the defensive side. Their one main player, I'm not sure who she is or if she's coach's daughter, but pretty good player there that we just couldn't really contain there a little bit. And yeah, we did some good things offensively. I mean, we got points on the board, but when you can't defend very well there in some moments, and then you give up, I think we gave up 20 offensive rebounds, that's not going to get you a win anywhere. So it's kind of tough to take in. But, overall, I mean, I thought we played hard. They usually always do. Another tough one.
Southern Cloud, then on Tuesday, it's a team you had beaten 43-40 back in the consolation semis of the Northern Plains League tournament that they come into town. It was a tight game throughout. You had a small lead at halftime, but you ended up falling by 439-35. What were some of the things maybe that went wrong in the end there against Southern Cloud?
Yeah, again, our rebounding and kind of fouls got the best of us. They scored a lot of points off free throws, and you know, you lose by three or four or whatever that was. That, you know, that's a game breaker right there on the free throw line. I thought we battled back really well. I think we were down at five at one point, battled back with like a couple minutes left and got pulled away with one. And then at the end, we kind of got in trouble again with a foul. They took the lead, and then just a tough ending there. I thought maybe there could have been a call at the end of the game that could have put us to the free throw line, but shouldn't really rely on that at the end of the game. But again, another fight, and it was a fun game. I mean, it was a back and forth battle there, and everybody was busting their butt to try to get that win. It would have been nice to have one of the two going into regional seedings, but just is what it is.
Yeah, as it is, like you said, regionals coming up. You have Thunder Ridge to close out the season coming up on Friday night, and then regionals looks like you're headed to Logan, if I'm looking at that correctly. But just kind of looking at this matchup with Thunder Ridge, what do you want to see from your girls as you get into the postseason?
Yeah, it's this last game. I mean, it's kind of a go in and just relax and play and have fun. That's kind of what the motto is going to be. It's not going to hurt us to lose or win. I mean, it'd be nice to win, be nice to compete with a pretty good team of Thunder Ridge. Just kind of focus on some things that kind of hurt us in the Northern Plains tournament against them and see if we can better those things and kind of keep the score, you know, under control there where we're not getting blown out like we did the first time, and maybe our luck is on our side that we can maybe upset them too.
Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck Friday night against the Lady Longhorns.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss all the great savings now for Tuesday at Cure Stripped Way in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef rump roast for $3.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Cure Stripped Way in downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now for Tuesday at Cure Stripped Way in downtown Mankato. They have 2.5-pound bags of Best Choice boneless skinless chicken breast, $3.99 each. It's now for Tuesday at Cure Stripped Way in downtown Mankato.
And welcome back here on Kitty Country 94, our locker room chats, as we're joined by Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, since we last talked, you've had a couple games here. Just kind of looking back to your games Monday and Tuesday, you fall to Osborne on Monday 66-32 in a makeup game, but then Tuesday come back with a 71-52 win over Southern Cloud. When we look at these two games, I know I felt like Osborne, you know, being there, that was probably one of their better defensive performances that they've had throughout the season, but you guys held the 32 but bounced back with 71 the next night. What were your thoughts of the last two games?
Yeah, and, you know, 24-hour period, we score 32, and the next night we score 71 and hit 14 trays. So definitely wish we could have had some of that on Monday against Osborne, but you got to, you know, give them credit. They play a really, really good defense, and, you know, they played a little mostly man and a little zone against us, and when you're not shooting well, you got to be able to move on offense and create shots, and we couldn't get them to fall when we drove, and then when they went to the zone, like I said, I think we hit three trays the whole time. So, you know, they're a team that shoots the ball extremely well, and I'm not saying you got to trade three for three every time, but when you have five made baskets in the first half, it can get away from you rather quickly. You know, the first minute and a half, 2 minutes of the game, you know, we got a charge on them. We went down and we did start the game off with the three and had a 3-0 lead, and we kind of wanted to slow the game down and take them out of their rhythm. But, you know, they come back, hit a couple shots, and we start hurrying up on offense. When the shots aren't falling against Osborne, you know, that they go back and they know how to score. And we tried shutting down, you know, they're two better perimeter players in Steele and Grady Walters, and we did a great job of that. We held Steele to 12, and Grady had one, and I watched him hit seven trays against Stockton the Friday before. And, thought the boys did really well, but, you know, Holloway stepped up and stole, you know, shot the ball well, and that kind of carried them in that first half and got them going. So, they've got a lot of weapons. They've got, you know, 5 to 7 guys that can score in double figures any given night. That's just really, really tough to defend, you know, and they're ranked number one in the state for a reason. So, you know, it's looking like if things fall right, we might get to see them again in regionals, and we'll definitely adjust and see what we can do there.
And then quick thoughts on the Southern Cloud win then?
Yeah, you know, we bounced back. We shot the ball extremely well, extreme opposite of what we did the night before. You know, we our
didn't have the best defensive performance, I thought. We'd kind of get up on them, but could never put them away. We'd let them hit 2-3 shots in a row, and, you know, they'd be back into a 15 to 20-point game. And, you know, they stuck around, and credit to them. You know, they're a tough team, and they didn't give up. But, you know, we had to get the win to lock the 4 seed down for us and get a first-round home game in the regional game, more than likely against Logan, it's looking.
So you'll have the regional coming up next week. You finish out the regular season with Thunder Ridge on Friday. When you look at the Longhorns, what do you expect to see in that matchup?
Yeah, they're a team that's kind of picked up and finishing season strong. Team you can overlook. You definitely want to get a win. You know, it doesn't really count for regionals, but if you can make the sub-state, it counts for that, and that could mean a little bit there too. So they've got some shooters. They can score. They put up points. They've played some teams tough and upset some teams, in my opinion. We definitely can't overlook them. You know, they've got 2-3 guys that can score double figures and might average in double figures. I haven't looked yet, but and they're physical. Struckoff kid, you know, he knows how to use his body and get in there, and he's quick, and we're going to have to be ready for that. And you know, it's senior night for us and last home game of the season, for the regular season anyway. So hopefully we'll have a good crowd and we can come away with a win.
Nick Meiser, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you take on Thunder Ridge and head into regionals next week.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier Striptway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell. There's great savings out the Tuesday at Kier Striptway, downtown Mankato. Best Choice Water, 35 packs of half-liter bottles for $3.49. It's now the Tuesday at Kier Striptway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals now the Tuesday at Kier Striptway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have red or green seedless grapes, extra large, $1.99 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier Striptway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas. We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Craig Batchman with us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, it's been a flurry of activity here. You had games on Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. So every weekday here the last four times you were out there playing a game. So let's go back to last week. You picked up wins over Tescott and Wilson. You went 41-33 at Tescott and beat Wilson 45-32 on Friday night. What were some of the things that you liked that you saw from your team in those two wins last week?
I thought we did a good job working together as a team on those. We were moving the ball well. Got opportunities to score, and I thought defensively we did some really good things in both those games. We knew going in that we needed to get together and start playing well, and I thought that, you know, we took step forwards last week in doing that.
Monday you played Lakeside, you win 39-32 in overtime. It was a tight game really throughout. From what I hear, Lakeside had a lead late, but you guys were able to make a comeback, tie it up, and then you get the 7-point win. What were some of the things that stood out on Monday night?
Monday night I didn't think we did a good job of executing. The first three quarters, you know, we talked about it the next day and how we kind of struggled on offensive end of it. You know, but defensively, we did a good job of keeping ourselves in the game, even though we were struggling offensively. And then finally, about the fourth quarter, about midway, I'd say, through the fourth quarter, you know, we started having a little success, and you could see the confidence growing on the offensive end to send it into overtime, and then they continued in the overtime.
Osborne a game on Tuesday there where you kind of tight throughout and it got within two at one point in the second half, but they made a run there at the end of the third quarter and then ended up winning it by 17. What were some of the things you felt went wrong down the stretch there against Osborne?
I didn't think we did a good job of executing down at the end. And we just started making mistakes and hurting ourselves on that. And Osborne, they stepped it up and they were playing very well there in that fourth quarter. And I didn't think we brought the intensity that they did in the fourth quarter to keep us in the game.
St. John's Tipton coming up now for you on Friday night, your last game of the regular season before you get ready for regionals next week. You'll be playing lacrosse on Tuesday, the first round of the regional tournament. What do you want to accomplish against St. John's Tipton here in this final game of the regular season as you prep for that regional tournament?
All year I've been talking to the girls. Win or lose, we're always continuing to try to take steps forward, continue to get better each and every game, whether we win or lose. You got to look at the positives and the negatives both ways, and we just want to finish strong here against St. John's leading into next week in the regional series.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck Friday night against the Lady Jays.
All right, thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and joined now by Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, you've actually had three games since we talked last. Four games now that I think about it. Tescott and Wilson wins on Thursday and Friday, 53-24 over Tescott, and a home win over Wilson 56-40 Friday. Take me through those last two games at the end of last week and how you felt the kids performed in those.
I thought they were good games for us. I thought we played well on both ends of the floor. We were able to score some points. I think we were over 50 against Tescott, which is good for us. And then I think against Wilson, we put, 40 points on the board, something around there in the first half, and kind of allowed us to go into halftime with the lead and kind of coast from there. But that was a good week for us, get some confidence back because, we had a pretty tough schedule ahead of us from there.
A couple tough games there then to start the week with Lakeside. You fall 41-32, and then just kind of totally different game, a more up-tempo game against Osborne on Tuesday that you fall 87-49. Take me back to the Lakeside loss. What were some of the things maybe that went wrong on Monday night for you?
Well, I thought defensively we were okay. Held them to 41. That's pretty explosive offense that Lakeside has. Just couldn't get enough going offensively, and, they were able to just kind of, make plays when they needed to, to close out the game.
And Osborne, I actually did the game there on Tuesday. I kind of felt like, early in the game, you guys stayed with them. You cut it to two at one point there in the first half, but you trailed by 12 at halftime. I really felt like you were running and gunning with them, and that didn't pay off for you in the end as they outscored you 36-10 in the third. But how tough is it to play against a team like Osborne when they're hitting like they were last night?
It's almost impossible because they're going to outquick every team they play. So, you're either going to give up open threes because you got to help because they're going to win one-on-one matchups, or you're going to give up one-on-one matches and they're going to shoot layups. And I thought we were up to down 12 at halftime. We had a chance if we could make a couple plays maybe to crawl back into it. Weren't able to. Then you got to make some adjustments, and those adjustments, if they backfire, it can go quick. And Osborne's a good team. There's a reason they haven't lost yet this year.
So you move on now. One regular season game left, a tough St. John's Tipton team on the road coming up on Friday night before you get into regionals next week. What are some of the things you're hoping to accomplish here in this last regular season game Friday in Beloit?
Well, we got to start getting ready for regionals. It's a quick turnaround, getting ready on Monday. And so that's one thing. We would like to get some momentum going, and we're kind of doing this tour of senior night, parent night, and unfortunately, it's two senior classes in a row that we're going to see that have been very, very productive over the last 4 years. So we got a challenge ahead of us, but we just need to build some positive momentum going into regionals next week.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck on Friday night at St. John's Tipton and into regionals next week.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas locker room chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.